5 bounty hunters and we have a hill to climb.
There is little cover beyond the thin trunks of the trees and the occasional flowering shrub,
Drusel observed.
These ferns do not even rise to our knees, attractive as they may be.
We'll have to take what advantage we can of the trees, I said. And I want you flat on the ground when the shooting starts. Disappear into the ferns. She didn't answer, probably because the exertion of jogging uphill had us both winded. When we did achieve the summit, I noted with satisfaction that it wasn't the edge of the island. The hill sloped back down to the water on the other side. There was also an outcropping of boulders nearby that might serve as cover should we need to retreat that way. I didn't want to head there now, however. We had a good field of vision from this spot, and little chance of the bounty hunters flanking us from behind. This island was unfamiliar terrain to them as well. Let's set ourselves up behind some trees here, I said, moving to one nearby that afforded a good view down the slope.
It would be preferable to choose one a little lower,
Drusel said. Why?
Nakari Kellen's field of fire would be clearer there.
How would you know? You don't even know where she is. Nakari had taken cover along with R2 somewhere off to our right, and presumably downhill from our location.
I do not need that information to decide where to place ourselves. Plot the trees or obstructions on a grid, calculate vectors, taking into account variations in elevation, of course, and it becomes clear that a small descent on our part will maximize her efficacy.
All right, then. Tell me where we should take cover. Instead of answering verbally, Drusel picked her way downhill, perhaps 10 meters, and knelt behind a white-barked tree with black spots of old fallen branches, against which her pale head was perfectly camouflaged. She pointed to one immediately adjacent, indicating that I should plant myself there. Crouching down as I moved, I confirmed visually that we could see the lower ground to our right a bit better from here, and presumably Nakari could see us a little better too, and anyone approaching our position. The air grew still. The birds had already taken flight, presumably to a quieter patch of the island or to another island entirely, and even the drone of insects tapered off. I didn't think there were any mammals either to disturb us or to be disturbed. I doubted there was a source of fresh water on the island except whatever rain fell. The hush and tension of a hunt is the wrong kind of excitement when you're the one being hunted. There had to be at least one bounty hunter approaching us now on foot, if not more. But I saw no movement in the trees, and heard nothing but the faint hum of ships powering down in the lagoon, or else idling their engines, ready for a quick takeoff. Checking on Drusel, I noted that she was not unfamiliar with how to handle a blaster. She was even practicing proper trigger discipline, keeping her finger outside the guard for the time being. Seconds ticked by in near silence. I thought I picked up a low mechanical whir, but that was off to my right, and might have been R2. It was R2, in fact. He shot a bolt from his ion blaster, the attachment we'd installed on Deenan to disable Drusel's security droid, directly across our vision from right to left. The white electronic bolt splashed and crackled against an egg-shaped obstruction, which fizzed and popped and then melted away, revealing a Rhodian bounty hunter who had been advancing upon us using a stealth field generator attached to his belt. He was fast. He leveled his blaster and squeezed off 3 quick shots at the source, hitting at least once, judging by R2's high-pitched scream. He never got off a 4th shot. With his stealth field neutralized, Nakari could see him, and she sent a slug through his eye that exploded the back of his head like a jogan fruit. 2 down, 4 to go. I hoped R2 wasn't seriously damaged. I saw a thin trail of smoke rising through the trees, revealing his position. But he was also chattering angrily, so clearly he wasn't completely out of commission. The problem was that he was making himself an easy target, and Nakari too, if she was hiding nearby. It would be smart to put some distance between herself and the droid. Drusel commented on the problem.
The damage to your droid reduces our tactical advantage. Seeing what's happened to their colleagues and having a plain target to follow now, the remaining bounty hunters may attack our partners instead of ascending the hill. They could then attempt to flank us. At any rate, Nakari's ability to surprise is negated at this point.
Maybe we can surprise them, I said in a low voice, and pointed at two tan-skinned bipeds dressed for the desert. See there? Two more of them advancing through the trees, working together as a team. Weequay.
I have never encountered the species before.
Tough hides, naturally resistant to blaster fire. The Hutts like to use them as bodyguards and bounty hunters. Drusel looked down, considering her weapon.
If they are resistant to our blasters, what can we do?
Resistant doesn't mean invulnerable. Nakari will have a better chance of knocking them down with a slug, of course. But we can probably wound them. Just firing at them will draw Nakari's attention, and theirs. And she can pick them off while we keep them busy.
If she has the best chance of prevailing, then we should let her take it. If you will permit me an observation, there are 6 functioning ships back at the lagoon to steal. Our odds of surviving without stealing one are quite low.
Bounty hunters are paranoid, I said, shaking my head. They'll have identity locks on their ignition sequence, and maybe even traps installed so that no one else can fly their ships.
So, you're with the galaxy's best slicer,
Drusel said, and then she shrugged at my reaction.
Or one of the best, if I'm being modest. Let my injudicious expression of confidence reassure rather than shock you. Get us back to the beach alive, Luke Skywalker, and I will get us a ship.
How much time would you need?
If they are extraordinarily equipped, I may need as much as 30 minutes, no more. If a certain ship looks too difficult and we are pressed for time, however, we can simply choose another. The odds that all of them will have time-consuming security to overcome are small.
All right, we'll head back to the lagoon. But we need to take out those Weequay first. Maybe that Rodian will have some extra weapons I can use.